Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Jesus challenging religious leaders, encouraging them to see sinners as God does, and telling a parable about a lost coin while inviting rejoicing when the lost are found. Today's Bible verses are from Luke chapter 15, verses 8 to 9, or what woman having 10 coins and losing one would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it. And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost."
Jesus continues to challenge the religious leaders to see sinners in the same way that God does. The Pharisees, who are religious scholars and leaders, have been observing Jesus as he interacts with Jews who have lived ungodly lives. They see Jesus, a man who claims to teach God's truth, engaging with these people whose lifestyles seemingly reject those teachings. The Pharisees perceive Jesus' interaction as an endorsement of their sinful behavior, failing to recognize the true purpose behind Jesus' actions, a rescue mission sent by God. In response to the Pharisees' misunderstanding, Jesus shares three parables. The first one focuses on the foolish choices made by these sinners. He compares them to a lost sheep that has wandered away from its loving shepherd and into danger. Jesus questions whether any good shepherd would not go after the lost sheep and rejoice once it is safely back with the flock again. The point is clear. Sinners can be restored and rejoiced over. Moving on, Jesus tells another parable, this time referring to those who are unaware of their separation from God. He describes a situation where a valuable coin goes missing. This coin is worth about a day's wages, but the woman who owns it doesn't shrug it off just because she still has 9 more. She goes to great lengths, carefully searching her entire house until she finds the lost coin, and when she does, she calls her friends and family to celebrate with her. The message here is that the legalistic Pharisees should be rejoicing when the lost are found, rather than questioning the woman's motives for diligently searching for the lost coin. These parables serve as Jesus' way of challenging the Pharisees' perspective on sinners. He wants them to realize that God sees value in every person, regardless of their past mistakes or current state of separation from him. Just like the shepherd who seeks out the lost sheep and the woman who diligently searches for the lost coin, God actively pursues sinners and rejoices when they are restored. Jesus' teachings remind that God's grace is not reserved for those who appear righteous on the outside or conform to a set of religious rules. He is eager to embrace and restore those who have strayed away from him, just as a shepherd lovingly gathers the lost sheep back into the fold, or a woman joyfully celebrates finding her lost coin. The Pharisees, with their legalistic mindset, fail to see the bigger picture, that God's love and redemption are available to all. As we reflect on these parables, let us not fall into the same trap as the Pharisees did. Instead, let us embrace Jesus' message and be quick to rejoice when the lost are found. May we share in God's heart for the lost and actively seek opportunities to be a part of his rescue mission, showing his love and grace to all those who need it.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, grateful for the lessons you teach us through the words and actions of your Son, Jesus Christ. As we reflect on the parables he shared, we are reminded of your boundless love and relentless pursuit of those who have strayed from you. Forgive us, Lord, for the times when we have failed to see the value in every person, especially those who have wandered away from you. Open our eyes to recognize that your grace extends to all, regardless of their past mistakes or current state of separation from you. Help us, O God, to embrace Jesus' message of rejoicing when the lost are found. May we be eager participants in your rescue mission, actively seeking opportunities to share your love and grace with those who need it most. Give us hearts filled with compassion, like the shepherd who seeks out the lost sheep and the woman who diligently searches for the lost coin. Teach us to celebrate the restoration of every soul with the same joy and fervor. Thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love and boundless grace. May we be faithful stewards of your message of redemption and reconciliation, bringing hope and healing to a world in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we conclude our time together, let us part with gratitude in our hearts and blessings on our lips. May the message we've shared resonate deeply within us, guiding our actions and shaping our hearts. Let us carry the lessons learned into our lives, spreading love, compassion, and understanding wherever we go. As we go our separate ways, may we remember to be a beacon of light in the darkness, a source of hope in times of despair, and a reflection of God's love to all we encounter. May blessings abound in every step we take, and may we find peace and joy in knowing that we are deeply loved and cherished by our Creator. Until we meet again, farewell, and may God's grace be with you always.